This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies, like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In! At the buzzer, Schultes. An amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Walked on the play.
Wow.
Walked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Bogdans for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Bogdans up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player. Brandewee bombs away. In again. Corinne Heitkamp, Pauline Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
We are the champions. We are the champions. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome to Minster High School. I am Brian Billing, here with Chuck McBee today on scoresbroadcast.com. We are broadcasting one of the biggest rivalries that happens every year, Fort Laramie and Minster girls basketball. These two squads have played in a lot of classics here over the last several years, but Fort Laramie has won the last five matchups between these two teams. Chuck, I know you remember some of them. That one I know that was a real classic was an 18-19, 56-48 Fort Laramie win in double overtime. And then, of course, there have been many tournament games between these two as well. And Minster beat Fort Laramie twice on the way to state titles in 2018 and 2019. That 2021 victory Fort Laramie had over Minster down there at Vandalia Butler was a big one for them.
Yep.
Getting the monkey off the back, and the Redskins went on to win the Division IV state title that year.
Well, one of the sad parts for me was the year that Laramie was undefeated. Minster was coming back to try to for a three-peat in the state.
Yes.
And COVID hit. And that was going to be a championship for the ages.
Yeah, Fort Laramie beat Minster 47-19 in regular season that year. But, of course, the Wildcats were coming off of two back-to-back state titles. They were getting used to playing without some players. And I know Minster was really looking forward to having a rematch opportunity in the state that year.
Yep.
And I'm sure it would have been significantly closer than 47-19, and if a few calls go your way, who knows what could have happened in that one. So yeah, that is unfortunate that that game did not take place. But today, these two squads enter. Minster enters looking to bounce back after suffering a 46-34 loss to Marion Local on Thursday. Minster is 4-1 overall. Laramie is 6-1. The Redskins have won six straight since losing to Miami East in a season opener back on November the 24th. Chuck, you've seen Fort Laramie several times since then. What has Fort Laramie gotten better at here in the last few weeks?
Well, they're taking better care of the basketball. Against Miami East, they turned the ball over 22 times in that game. And if the Miami East people, anybody listening, sorry, if they played nine more times, they wouldn't come within 20 of Fort Laramie. But that was their first game. They were playing without Brandewee. There were just some things that weren't right for them that first night. The last couple of weeks ago, we go all the way up to Liberty Benton, and they go in there, and they're the decided underdog, and they just ran them off the floor. So, it just depends. That last week against Arcanum, a team that Minster struggled with, Laramie got them on a shot clock, or got them on a running clock. So, you know, it's just, they've gotten better. They've gotten better at the guard position, and having Brandewee back it helps. And Mesher has just been playing really well for them.
Yes, I saw the game against Anna. She was very good that game. One other player who stood out for them, too, has been Summer Hoing.
Right.
She is not the leading scorer, but she seems to be consistently scoring 6-8 or so, and is always bringing down several rebounds. So having another solid option in the post is big.
Well, it is. I mean, she's averaging 8-6, and she's got such a nice little jump shot from about 8 to 10 feet. She loves to shoot it from the corner. She's been rebounding, playing pretty good defense. So she has absolutely been a good find for Laramie. Skylar Albers is another one. She's averaging 7-7 a game. But of the games that I've just not seen her get off shooting the ball offensively. When she gets in a streak, she is a monster out there.
You mentioned the Arcanum results. Minster came back and beat Arcanum 53-48 on December the 5th. And then 4 days later, Fort Laramie traveled to Arcanum, and that game you guys broadcast last week, and that was a 69-17 victory for the Redskins. Fort Laramie and Minster JV teams are playing right now. Fort Laramie is ahead 33-24 with about 4 minutes left in the JV game. We're going to pause for a brief commercial break. When we come back, we will take a look at two 2023 players that are being spotlighted by Local Equipment. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today. This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Local Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCon in Minster. SecureCon. Online at SecureCon.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome back to Minster High School. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Fort Loramie and Minster playing today in a non-conference girls basketball game. Two big rivals who are very familiar with each other. Again, this is a yearly matchup in non-conference play, and they have met several times in tournament play recently as well. Fort Loramie has won the last five matchups between the two squads, dating back to a 47-19 regular season victory in the 2019 and 20 season. Minster last beat the Redskins in a regional final in 2019, 43-29. Fort Loramie won in overtime last year over Minster, 43-38. Carla Siegel is in her 25th year at Fort Loramie. She surpassed 500 career wins last year and has 522 to her credit entering today's game. Mike Wiss is in his eighth year for Minster. He was also a JV assistant for 19 years before taking over as head coach. Our student athlete spotlight here on scoresbroadcast.com is presented by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 18 years ago. LaCal is a Scores founding sponsor. We're online today because of the support from LaCal Equipment. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from LA, California. Thus the name LaCal. Before boys basketball games, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center spotlights a couple of cheerleaders, one from each school. Before girls games, LaCal spotlights a player from each team. Today, LaCal Equipment recognizes Victoria Mesher, a junior from Fort Loramie, and Kayla Lamb, a senior from Minster. Victoria, again, is a junior at Fort Loramie. She is the daughter of Todd and Renee Mesher. She has a 4.0 GPA. Aside from basketball, she is active in volleyball and track. She competes in the 400 and high jump for track. She's also active in Mathletes, National Honor Society, Student Council, and is the junior class president. She's undecided on college right now, but is looking to major in business or education. Kayla Lamb is a senior at Minster. She is the daughter of Dave and Stacy. She also has a 4.0 GPA. Aside from basketball, she is active in volleyball and track. She competes in high jump for track and qualified for state last year. She is also very active at St. Augustine Church in Minster. Caleb has completed the cosmetology program at the Upper Valley Career Center in Piqua, and she is employed at Looking Glass Salon in Minster. Those are your LaCal Equipment Student Athlete Spotlights. Again, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Slide into the holidays with Sliders from Frisch's. Get two classic sliders piled high with fresh, never-frozen beef patties, Frisch's famous tartar sauce, oh, the tartar sauce, grilled onions, American cheese, and pickles with fries and a drink for only $8.99. The perfect fuel to power you through your holiday shopping. Or feed your whole crew with the Sliders family pack. Get six sliders and your choice of four sides for only $19.99. Make it a happy holiday with Sliders from Frisch's. Stop in or order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Welcome back to Mr. High School. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. We are here for Fort Laramie versus Minster in a non-conference girls game. The Redskins entering 6-1 overall. They've won six straight since losing to Miami East in a season opener. Minster entering 4-1 after suffering its first loss of the season, 46-34 to Marion Local. That game was on this court on Thursday. JV game is over. Fort Laramie won that contest. And we have about 10.5 minutes left on the countdown clock before the start of the varsity contest between these two squads today. Fort Laramie improved to 4-0 overall in Shelby County Athletic League play by beating Jackson Center 52-30 on Thursday. Fort Laramie is the last undefeated SCAL team. Minster again lost to Marion Local on Thursday. They won their first Midwest Athletic Conference game of the season. It was on December the 7th, 2 days after that game at Arcanum that Chuck and I talked about earlier. They beat the Cavaliers 35-22. Chuck, as we said, always a fun one between these two squads when they play. Fort Laramie has always prided itself on defense since Carlos Siegel has been the coach, and that has been something that has been going well again for the Redskins this year. Looking over those scoring totals that they've allowed to opponents, they have yet to give up more than 36 points in a game. And that was in that season opener against Miami East that you talked about a little while ago. You also mentioned that Liberty Benton game that you and Jack did. They held them to 33 points in that contest. They are just so quick defensively and long, too. They're just able to get so many deflections.
Well, Liberty Benton had a girl, Gherkin. She's a heck of a ball player. She was averaging 33 points a game, and they held the team to 33 points. So that's what they did defensively up at Liberty Benton.
From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams today, there are key building components as well. Chuck, what are the key building components for Fort Loramie?
Well, for Fort Loramie, they have to continue to get better offensively. They did a much better job of handling the basketball on the perimeter against Liberty Benton. I thought that Jaden Rose had the best game I've seen the young lady have in the 2 years I've watched her play. They got to keep Mesher going offensively. Summer Hoeing. They need to get Avery Brandweave into the mix now. She's averaging 7 points a game. She was her leading scorer last year at 12. So I think she's going to pick up, and they need to put pressure and try to turn Minster over.
The key building components for Fort Loramie. Looking at the key building components for Minster, Chuck, they will have a tough task ahead of them against that defense. And, of course, they've also been playing so far this season without Lily Varhorst, a returnee. She is a 6'1" senior forward, always tough when you don't have one of your top players back.
Well, she was their leading scorer, and she was someone with experience, and I think that's where they struggled a little bit earlier in the season. But their key today is going to be, if you turn the ball over 20 times against Fort Loramie today, you're going to lose the basketball game. If you can get into a half-court set, withstand their pressure, because Loramie's going to press you full court, they're going to pick you up half court, they're going to trap you in a half court. They've got all kinds of defenses to throw. You have to recognize, and then you have to get in the right set. So that's going to be the key for Minster, is to make sure they just don't turn the ball over a bunch today.
The Francis Schulze keys to the game for both Fort Loramie and Minster. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Fort Loramie and Minster warming up. We are about 8 or so minutes away from the tip-off between these two squads. When we come back, we will take a look at the starting lineups for both teams. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/
/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Welcome back to Minster High School. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Fort Loramie here in Minster today to take on the Wildcats in a non-conference contest. Looking at the starting lineups for both squads. First for Fort Loramie. Starting today for the Redskins, a 6'0" junior forward, Victoria Mesher. A 5'10" senior guard, Skylar Albers. A 5'5" senior guard, Jaden Rose. A 5'10" junior forward, Avery Brandwee. And a 5'11" senior forward, Summer Hoang. All five of those starters for Fort Loramie are returning letter winners. Looking at the starters for Minster, a 5'10" junior forward, Addie Inskeep. A 5'10" senior forward, Lydia Mesher. A 5'5" junior guard, Sadie Niemeyer. A 5'8" senior guard, Anna Larger. And a 5'11" senior forward, Kayla Lamb. A new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com is Francis Manufacturing on East Main in Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive, it is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high, and it has to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Their highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum stand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Their workforce averages over 15 years of experience, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing is proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScoresBroadcast.com to promote them. This again is ScoresBroadcast.com. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. The start of the contest is imminent here as we are about to have the national anthem and the introduction of starting lineups. We will step away while that takes place, and when we come back, we will get underway between Fort Loramie and Minster. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name, A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Welcome to Mr. High School. I am Bryant Billing, better known as the sports editor of the Sydney Daily News, pinch hitting for our fearless leader, Jack Kramer, here this afternoon, joined by Chuck McBee. The starting lineups for Mr. are being introduced. Fort Loramie starters already out on the court, and we are minutes away from the start of this non-conference game between these two neighboring rivals. Always a fun one when these two get together. Mr. starting lineup is complete. Again, as we talked about earlier in the pregame, Chuck, Fort Loramie's defense is a load, and Mr. has had to deal with that some when these teams have met the last couple of years. But Mr. has kept it close most of the time, including a 43-38 overtime victory last year. That was one of the more close games Fort Loramie had all season.
Yeah, I mean, they're, what, 5 miles apart, the town? So, you know, absolutely, they're...
No secrets between the two.
They get to see each other. They want to win.
Summer Hoying wins the tip for Fort Loramie, and the Redskins working quickly on offense. There is a three from the right wing by Brandwee. It is off the rim. No good. Mesher gets the rebound throws it back to Brandewey, who dribbled inside, and Brandewey hits a nice mid-range jumper to give Fort Laramie an early 2-0 lead. There's a scramble for the ball down under Minster's basket. They call a jump ball. Minster will get it back. Wildcats lucky to keep the ball there. Fort Laramie nearly came away with a clean steal. Wildcats throwing it in now from under their own basket. There is a bounce pass inside. Lamb was looking for Addie Inskeep. Ball is knocked back out of bounds. Once again, Lamb will throw it in. She goes in to Inskeep again. Inskeep goes up and gets a shot to fall. That ties it up. 2-2 between Minster and Fort Laramie. 7 minutes and 20 seconds left in this opening quarter. Fort Laramie strikes right back down on its end. Skylar Albers hits a nice mid-range jumper from along the left baseline. Minster looking to respond. Lamb has it. She's on the right wing, dribbles inside, throws a bounce pass back out. It's deflected. There is a scramble for it. And we have a jump ball called. Summer Hoying in, trying to rip it away for Fort Laramie. She was down the first time that happened. She's all over the court. Very active, isn't she, Chuck?
Yeah, she is. I mean, I think that her volleyball, her senior year, got her so much confidence that she's just playing really well now.
Possession arrow favored Fort Laramie, so the Redskins have it and are working. There is a steal by Fort Laramie, and then a steal by Minster and a foul called on Fort Laramie after the steal. It is Summer Hoying who picked up the foul. Talking about her being active, Chuck, she went right there, tried to rip the ball back away, but had some contact and was charged with the foul. So Minster with it after taking the ball in. Larger on the right wing, throws it over close to the corner to Inskeep. Inskeep goes out to the free throw line. It is ripped away by Fort Laramie. Lamb was who the pass went to, but a couple of Fort Laramie defenders able to come away with it. Fort Laramie has the ball deflected out of bounds. And the Redskins will take it in from close to the Minster bench. Fort Laramie ahead 4-2 with 6 minutes and 21 seconds left in this first quarter. Brandewey gets the inbounds pass, takes one dribble and then throws it over back near half court to Mesher. And Mesher is fouled. That goes against Kayla Lamb, 5'11", senior forward.
Well, Minster's come out and they're in a half-court trap. And Laramie so far struggling a little bit to deal with it.
Redskins throw it in from in front of Minster's bench. Hoying has it along the right baseline. She throws a pass that is knocked out of bounds off of Minster. And Fort Laramie will throw it in there. Jaden Rose, under the basket, throws it in on the right wing to Brandewey. Brandewey goes to Mesher at the top of the key. Mesher throws it over to Rose. A couple more passes. Now Skylar Albers has it left wing. She dribbles inside. Throws a shot off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Throws it back up. No good. Hoying rebound. Put back. No good. Then getting it again is Albers. Another put back. No good. And Minster finally comes away with the rebound. Fort Laramie unable to take advantage of three putback opportunities there. Wildcats work it around. The left wing to Sadie Niemeyer, and she knocks a three down. Nothing but net. Minster ahead 5-4 with 5:25 left. Fort Laramie working on its end now. Rose with it. She throws it to Mesher on the right baseline. Mesher goes back to Rose. It's knocked loose. They're coming away with it is Lamb. Minster works it up court to Larder. She goes inside, puts up a shot. It's no good, but she was fouled by Albers and will go to the free throw line.
Well, so far that half-court trap really has Laramie out of sorts. I don't think they were expecting this.
Clock stopped with 5 minutes and 5 seconds left in the first quarter. Minster ahead 5-4, pending these free throws from Larger. She gets the first to fall. Second one is coming up. Second free throw is up, and it's through. Nothing but net. That pushes Minster's early lead to 7-4. Right at 5 minutes left in this first quarter. Fort Laramie working it around quickly on its end. There's a pass deflected, though. Redskins were looking for Hoang. She couldn't come up with it. Fort Laramie grabs the ball, though. And head coach Carla Siegel calls a timeout. With 4 minutes and 50 seconds left, Minster ahead of Fort Laramie 7-4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Fort Laramie taking it in from in front of its own bench, and there is a prompt foul.
Yeah, you don't want to reach a hand in front of the opposing bench because every coach is going to yell it's a foul.
Foul went against Larger. Fort Laramie gets it in this time. They got it into Rose. She fell down and it's called for a travel. Carla Siegel bringing in Carissa Meyer. She is coming in for Skylar Albers.
She had an ouchy ankle and missed a couple of games, but she's back now, full force.
Minster gets it in. Wildcats work it over to Stammen. Ava Stammen on the left wing. A couple more passes for the Wildcats. Now with it is Larger. She throws it over to the top of the key to Annie Himmelgarn. Himmelgarn throws it over back out to Larger. Bounce pass over on the right wing to Stammen, and it's taken away by Fort Laramie. Mesher goes down the court. She nearly has it knocked away from behind her, but is able to regain control of the ball. Throws a pass back to Avery Brandewee, and Brandewee was fouled by Stammen. That is Stammen's first foul. Minster now has three in this first quarter. Fort Laramie sitting at two. I had to stop myself there. Almost said first half. It's the first game I have broadcast
with the
new
fouls.
Rule changes.
Yeah.
Yep. Of course, covered several games with it for the Sydney Daily News. I like it. It helps. I think
I
it's
like
helped
it
in the
too.
Flow. There is another foul. Fort Laramie worked it in to Hoang. She was on the left baseline, went up for a jumper, and was fouled by Inskeep. That is Inskeep's first. That's now four fouls for Minster. Clock stopped with 4 minutes and 5 seconds left in this first quarter. Minster heads 7-5 after Hoang made her first free throw, and it stays there. Her second free throw attempt rattles out. Minster grabs the rebound. Annie Himmelgarn gets it across half court. Dribbles right, then dribbles left. She's in trouble. Is able to get a pass off, though. Ball knocked loose. There's a scramble for it. Minster comes back away with it. Kayla Lamb has it. She's double-teamed, but is able to throw it away. She threw a pass to Sadie Niemeyer. Niemeyer threw a pass down inside. It was knocked loose, but there was a foul called against Fort Laramie. Chuck, I didn't see who that was called against.
It was on Alex Rose, and if she hadn't got there, it was going to be a layup, so it was a good foul.
Alex Rose, another substitute in for the Redskins. Minster working it around after taking the ball in from under its own basket. Stammen with it. Ball is knocked loose in front of Fort Laramie's bench. They say it is off of the Redskins, so Minster will throw it in from there.
Looked like she just dropped it out of bounds.
Stahman will throw it in from in front of Fort Laramie's bench. A couple of more substitutions here. Victoria Mesher and Avery Brandwe back in for Fort Laramie after taking a bit of a breather on the bench. Stahman works it in to Niemeyer. Ball ripped away by Fort Laramie. Mesher has it, throws it up the court to Albers. Albers awkwardly throws it back, nearly went out of bounds with it. She threw it to Brandwe, and then Brandwe tried throwing a pass inside that goes out of bounds. So that will be Minster ball.
Four turnovers apiece here in the first half of the first quarter.
As you said, Chuck, Fort Laramie continuing to still have problems with Minster's defense. Fort Laramie's defense causing problems as normal. Wildcats work it inside. Ball's knocked loose. Minster able to come back with it, though. It was a good play by Stahman to come up with the loose ball. She tried throwing a pass out, but it was knocked out of bounds. Blast off of Minster. And Fort Laramie will take it in from under Minster's basket. Mesher works it across half court for the Redskins. And it's knocked loose by Minster. Able to come away with it for Fort Laramie is Rose. Rose goes back to Mesher. Mesher throws it over on the left wing to Ariel Heitkamp, who's in off the bench. And we have a foul called. That foul goes against Sadie Niemeyer, 5'5" junior guard. And that is the fifth foul for Minster, and Fort Laramie will head to the free throw line.
Well, that half court trap that they're putting on, you gotta dribble the ball into the seam, make them come play defense instead of standing there on the perimeter and trying to throw passes over top.
Heitkamp gets her first free throw to fall. Second one is coming up. Clock stop with 2 minutes and 31 seconds left. Second free throw off the rim, no good. So Minster keeps its 7-6 lead, but Hoying comes away with the rebound. Puts up a putback attempt, no good. So does stay a 7-6 lead for Minster. Was a nice rebound there on that missed free throw by Hoying. Rim did not like the shot, though. Minster working it back on its end. Inskeep has it. There's a scramble. Inskeep on the ground. A couple of Fort Laramie players come over, and we have a jump ball called. Possession arrow is in favor of Minster. The Wildcats will throw it in from under their own bench. Kayla Lamb throws the pass inbounds. She gets it in to Lydia Mesher. Mesher throws it over to Lamb. Then there's a scramble for it. Fort Laramie comes away with it, throws it back up the court quick to Brandwe. Brandwe goes over on the right wing to Heitkamp. There's a three-pointer by Heitkamp. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Hoying comes away with it. And then we have a foul called. That is against Annie Hemmelgarn, who was guarding Jaden Rose. And Jaden Rose now heading to the free throw line for Fort Laramie. Clock stop with a minute 44 left. Her first free throw rattles in to tie it 7-7. She hits the second one. Fort Laramie can take its first lead in several minutes.
Well, they've got 7 offensive rebounds against this Minster zone, so the zone is creating some havoc, but it's also getting them beat to death on the offensive boards.
Second free throw is good, so Fort Laramie takes an 8-7 lead. Wildcats get it across with 1:40 and counting left in the first quarter. There is a pass inside, and we have a jump ball called. Possession arrow favors Fort Laramie, so the Redskins will take it in from under their own basket. Jaden Rose throws it over to Brandwe. Redskins get it across half court. Brandwee with it, left wing. Double teamed, in trouble, but she's able to throw it over to Rose. Rose goes over to Meyer, and Meyer knocks, Heitkamp, and Heitkamp knocks down a three from the right wing. That gives Fort Laramie a 10-7. Oh, I guess she was inside, Chuck. That's just a two-pointer.
They marked it at two.
Still a nice long shot by Ariel Heitkamp. Minster taking it in after a foul by Fort Laramie. That foul went against Brandwee.
Over and back.
On the inbounds pass for Minster. And Fort Laramie will now take it in from half court after that over and back. Minute 5 left. Ariel Heitkamp with it. Way out on the left side. Takes a couple of dribbles, then throws it over to Brandwee. Brandwee, left wing, goes back out to Heitkamp. Heitkamp over to Rose. Rose dribbling with it, throws it to Hoang at the free throw line. Hoang goes to the left baseline to Brandwee. Brandwee dribbles around. She's at the free throw line, spins, puts a shot off the glass, and gets it. Minster wanted to travel before she shot. No call, though.
Well, they wanted a double dribble, but the ball was knocked out of her hands, so she was allowed to dribble again.
12-7 lead after that shot. Then a pass by Minster goes out of bounds. They give the ball to Fort Laramie initially. The officials are talking to each other. They reverse the call. Minster will keep it.
The guy on top had a better look. It was touched by Laramie on the way out of bounds.
30.8 seconds left in this first quarter. Fort Laramie leads the Wildcats 12-7. Lamb gets the inbounds pass for Minster. She throws it over on the left wing to Lydia Mesher, and Mesher knocks down a long shot. That cuts the gap to 12-9. There in the post for Fort Laramie is Albers. She puts up a shot, no good, and we have a foul on a putback attempt. Going to the free throw line for Fort Laramie is Carissa Meyer. That foul went against Webker for Minster. First free throw, no good. Second one coming up. Meyer dribbles. At the line, shot is up, it's through, nothing but net, and Fort Laramie takes a 13-9 lead, 12 seconds left. Wildcats working it down to their end of the court, Niemeyer with it. He's able to throw a pass over to Mesher. Mesher tried going back to her, ball knocked loose by Fort Laramie, but the Redskins cannot get it down the court before the first quarter ends. But Fort Laramie finishes the first quarter strong and takes a 13-9 lead over the Wildcats heading into the second. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McPhee here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Laramie leads Minster 13-9 as we get the second quarter underway. Chuck, the Redskins did a good job there on offense after the rough start to take this lead.
Well, I thought they did a nice job of attacking it after the initial shock of the fact they were being trapped. They've shot free throws, 5 of 8. That's your three-point lead right there, three of your four-point lead.
Yes, Minster did rack up the fouls there in that first quarter. Of course, with the new rules, everything resets now that we start a new quarter. Minster gets the ball to start things off here in the second quarter. Andy Himmelgarn puts up a three, right wing, no good. Fort Laramie gets the rebound and works it back down to its end. And there is a quick foul for Minster to start off the second quarter. That goes against Anna Larger, 5'8" senior guard for the Wildcats. That is her second. Fort Laramie throws it in from under its own basket. Hoying gets the inbounds pass, puts up a shot, and gets it to fall. Nice spinning shot by Hoying. And that pushes Fort Laramie's lead to 6. It's the largest lead of the day for the Redskins. Double-teamed in front of Mr.'s bench right there is Sadie Niemeyer, and Coach Mike Wiss takes a timeout. 7:16 left in the second quarter. Fort Laramie leads Minster 15-9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McVie. Fort Laramie ahead 15-9. Mike West still talking to his squad during the timeout. Fort Laramie back on the court and ready. Redskins active as always today, Chuck. And though they haven't come away with many turnovers yet, they're still knocking the ball around.
Well, they've turned them 9 times. The thing for Minster
is
they haven't turned them in live situations to let Laramie get runouts.
There was nearly turnover number 10. It's a jump ball, though. Possession arrow favors Fort Laramie, so the Redskins come away with it. I did not realize the turnover count had gotten that high.
Yeah, that's her 10th.
And we are only a minute into the second quarter. So Fort Laramie, again, all over the place defensively. Hoying with it after that turnover. Way out on the top of the key after a couple of more passes. Jaden Rose has it. She throws it over to Brandwee. Brandwee on the left side outside. Brandwee goes back to Rose, and Rose goes back to Brandwee. After a couple more passes, Hoying gets it inside. Ball knocked out of bounds by a Minster player. Fort Laramie will throw it in from there. Victoria Mesher comes in off the bench for Fort Laramie for Brandwee. Throwing it in for the Redskins here under the basket is Jaden Rose. Also in are Skylar Albers, Summer Hoying, and Carissa Meyer. There's a jump shot along the left baseline by Rose. It's no good. Minster grabs the rebound. After a couple of passes, Wildcats work it in to Inskeep, and she gets a shot to fall off the glass. That's Minster's first field goal in a while. Wildcats pull within 15-11, 6:17 and counting left in the first quarter. There's a whistle. Minster fans don't like it. It is a foul. It was away from where the ball was.
She grabbed her arm when she tried to throw a pass. That's a foul.
That is Inskeep picking up her second foul. That is Minster's second foul in this second quarter. Hoying gets the inbounds pass in the right corner. Throws it over to Meyer. She puts up a jump ball. It's an air ball. No, a jump shot. It is an air ball. No good. Albers came away with the rebound, but fighting for her with it was Inskeep. And there is a jump ball called. Inskeep did a good job there getting involved. Possession arrow favors Minster, too.
Got the block without fouling.
Couple of substitutions here for Minster. Inbounds pass goes to Inskeep. After a couple more passes, now with it is Himmelgarn. And she throws it over to Lydia Mesher. And Mesher gets a shot to fall off the glass. I stand corrected. That is a new player
Schmiesing.
In Schmiesing, who has got the shot. Missed shot by Fort Laramie. Quick rebound, and working it up the court is Minster, but they miss a shot there. Fort Laramie grabs the rebound, and Redskins back on their end. So again, that was Callie Schmiesing, 5'5" freshman guard, who made that last basket for Minster. And there is a Minster foul down on Fort Laramie's end. Sadie Niemeyer is charged with that foul. It was as Victoria Mesher was shooting, and Mesher heads to the free throw line. Clock stop with 5 minutes and 31 seconds left. Redskins ahead 15-13, pending these two free throws. Mesher misses her first. She's back for her second. Of course, no such thing as one-on-ones anymore.
Well, Victoria hadn't scored yet. Leading scorer on the year at 12-6.
Her second free throw rattles almost out, then falls back in. She got a favorable rattle there. I thought it was going to head out. But it goes in to give Fort Laramie a 16-13 lead with 5 minutes and 20 seconds left in this second quarter. Callie Schmiesing drives inside, puts up a shot, no good, but she was fouled as she shot. That goes against Alex Rose for Fort Laramie. Schmiesing, again, a freshman guard, has looked good since she's come in off the bench. A lot of speed. Schmiesing's first free throw attempt is off the front of the rim. No good. Also in for Minster right now are Annie Himmelgarn, Sadie Niemeyer. Second free throw by Schmiesing is good. Kayla Lamb and Ava Stahman. That's the five in for the Wildcats, who are within two, 16-14, after Schmiesing splits a pair of free throws. Fort Laramie's shot is no good. Ball's knocked out of bounds off of him. Oh, they call a foul. I didn't see that. That foul goes against, was that Alex Rose they called that on, Chuck?
If they did, that was her third. They cleared it, so I'm not sure.
And she went straight to the bench.
She was coming out because of her second foul. It'd be too bad if she got a third.
Well, Minster has it after the foul. Loose ball now, though, and that's going to be another jump ball. Possession arrow favors Fort Laramie.
The junior high girls game is broken out, and there's nothing but held balls.
Minster has to be happy, though, Chuck, with all the turnovers they've had, that they are still in this 16-14.
Oh, absolutely.
Some of those offensive frustrations that Coach Carla Siegel talked about earlier in the year showing up today against Minster, which is being physical on defense. Redskins working it around. Minster all over the place. But Fort Laramie able to find an open player. It is Miley Chateau who puts up a shot. It's no good. Minster grabs the rebound, gets it back to its end. Ball knocked out by Fort Laramie. And Minster will take it in from in front of its own bench. Inbounds pass knocked back out of bounds off of Fort Laramie. So taking it in once again for the Wildcats is Ava Stahman. With it now for the Wildcats is Niemeyer. She dribbles over, puts up a shot, no good, air ball. There with the rebound is Stahman. Wildcats work it back around the arc. With it is Callie Schmiesing on the right side. She throws it over on the top of the key to Lamb. Lamb dribbling with it. Being guarded by Heitkamp. She throws a pass over to Niemeyer. Niemeyer drives inside, throws a wild shot off the glass. No good. Coming away with the rebound for Fort Laramie is Chateau. The Redskins work it up the court to Hoeing. It's no good. Minster grabs the rebound, works it back down the court to Niemeyer. Niemeyer puts up another air ball. No good. Brandewey grabs the rebound, and Fort Laramie races down to its end. 3:24 and counting left in the second quarter. Fort Laramie ahead by two. Loose ball. Mesher fell down with the ball. It goes out of bounds. And Minster will take it in from under its own basket. And there is a timeout call by Minster coach Mike Wiss. Wildcats trailing Fort Laramie 16-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Fort Laramie leads Minster 16-14 with 3 minutes and 19 seconds left in this second quarter. Wildcats taking it in from under the Fort Laramie basket after that timeout. How many turnovers is Fort Laramie up to today, Chuck?
They've got 5.
Still significantly more for Minster, who's already over 10, as you noted earlier in this quarter. Despite all those turnovers, though, Minster has been able to stay in it. Fort Laramie not shooting too well from the field. And considering how well they normally shoot from the free throw line, they're not shooting too well from there either. Wildcats still working it around on their end. Larger puts up a 3, no good. There is a rebound and a putback by Kayla Lamb. Tie game 16-16. Fort Laramie works it down quick. And is did she step out of bounds, Chuck?
That's exactly. I looked up just in time to see the ball go in, but he blew the whistle, so she must have stepped on the end line.
That erases a basket. I believe that was by Heitkamp. Did they just take her? Yeah, they just took her out. So after that turnover, Mitchell works it down, and there with a nice mid-range jumper from the left side is Anna Larger. And just like that, Minster is ahead 18-16. There is a missed 3 by Fort Laramie. Minster grabs the rebound. Callie Schmiesing works it across half court. She has it again. Couple more passes now with it. Left corner, Lydia Messer. A 3. And after a couple of quick baskets, Minster has a 21-16 lead with 1:57 left. Carla Siegel calls a timeout. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Minster has scored the last 7 points and leads Fort Laramie 21-16 with 1:57 left in the first quarter. That last basket was by Lydia Mesher, 5'10", senior forward for Minster. A great three-pointer. That is the Wisebridge play of the first quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
The Redskins work it inside to Avery Brandaway. She puts up a shot. No good. It is off of a Fort Laramie player after the miss, and Minster will take it in from under Fort Laramie's basket with 1:28 left in the second quarter. Great run by Minster here, Chuck.
They're playing really well. They quit turning the ball over every time down the floor. Makes it easier to score.
And I tell you, Kelly Schmiesing has been a nice addition off the bench. There she is with a three. It rattles in.
Right on time.
And that puts Minster ahead 24-16. Redskins race back down the court. And they're going up for the shot is Victoria Mesher. It's no good, but she was fouled as she shot.
15-2 this quarter, Minster.
Picking up the foul was Addie Inskeep. That is her third. Mesher gets her first free throw to fall. Second one coming up. And that's all Fort Laramie has gotten this quarter is free throws. Oh, no, nope. I forgot about that.
Summer hit a one, and then they got two free throws now.
And it stays at two free throws after Mesher misses her second. 1:05 left. Coming away with the rebound is Schmiesing, but there is a turnover by Fort Laramie. Redskins work it down to their end quickly with it. Right wing is Albers. She puts up a three. It's good. Nothing but net. And Albers is excited as that cuts the gap to 24-20. Fort Laramie's first field goal in a long time. 44 seconds left. With it. Left wing is Schmiesing. She takes two dribbles in. Pulls up for a jumper. It's good. Wildcats ahead by six. Fort Laramie works it back down quickly. They give it to Victoria Mesher. And she gets a shot to fall. And is fouled as she shoots. So she can make it a three-point play.
Getting a lot of action here just all of a sudden.
Yes.
And Schmiesing has an eight-point quarter going for the Wildcats.
Mesher's basket cut the gap to 26-22. Her free throw rattles in to cut the gap to 3 points with 32 seconds left. Lydia Mesher works it across half court for Minster. She throws a bounce pass over to Himmelgarn. Himmelgarn dribbles from the right side up to the top of the key, then throws a short bounce pass over to Lamb. Lamb goes over to Stallman. Stallman, right wing, goes back to the top of the key to Himmelgarn. Himmelgarn throws a bounce pass over to Lamb. Lamb goes inside. Ball is knocked loose. Fort Laramie comes away with it with 3 seconds left. Albers pulls up for a long shot. It is off the backboard. No good. But Fort Laramie is able to cut the gap to 26-23 by halftime. Still a great quarter by Minster, which trailed 13-9 heading into this quarter. So the Wildcats take a three-point lead into halftime. We'll have our halftime recap here shortly. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com is brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and Brottingham in Sydney. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Fort Laramie trails Minster 26-23 at halftime after what was a great second quarter by the Wildcats.
Well, they scored 17 points in the second quarter. I didn't think any team in the around here could score 17 on Laramie in a quarter, but boy, they did a nice job. 12-12 rebounding. Laramie has an 8-2 offensive rebounding advantage. The Wildcats turned it 13 times. Redskins turned it 6. Laramie got to the free throw line 9 more times. They made 8 of 13. Minster 3 of 4. Individual scoring, Kaylee Schmiesing had 8 for the Wildcats. Then 5 from Lydia Mesher. 4 each from Inskeep and Larger. 3 from Sadie Niemeyer on a 3 in the first quarter, and 2 from Layla Lamb. I think I spelled that wrong. 9 and 17, they scored 26 for the first half. Laramie led in scoring. They got a lot of people scored. They got 5 from Mesher, 5 from Albers, 4 from Brandewee, 3 each from Summerhoeing and Ariel Heitkamp. They got 2 from Jaden Rose, and they got a free throw from Carissa Meyer. They scored 13 and 10, and they trail at 26-23 at the half.
Halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and Brottingham in Sydney. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brottingham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brottingham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brottingham can simply reline all or part
part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years' experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigham.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
These sponsors are online with us all season long during Fort Laramie games here on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse and his superb techs. TomJerry's.com. Minster leads Fort Laramie 26-23 as we get underway here in the third quarter. Chuck, again, just a great second quarter by Minster. And as we talked about, a huge spark off the bench there by Kaylee Schmiesing.
Yeah, boy. A 5'5 freshman came in there. She hit a three, a couple of twos, one and two from the free throw line, handled the basketball for them when they were really struggling defensively or offensively. So, yeah, she had a terrific second quarter.
Minster gets the ball to start things off here in this third quarter. Sadie Niemeyer takes the inbounds pass. She's dribbling out at the top of the key. Throws it over to Ava Stammen. Those are two of the guards who are in right now for Minster. Also in is Kayla Lamb at Ford. And a Larger at guard. There's a pass taken away by Fort Laramie. Brandewee intercepted it. Redskins working it down to their end of the court. Pass over on the left corner to Skylar Albers, who dribbles inside along the left baseline and gets a shot to fall. That cuts the gap to 26-25. Another ball taken away by Fort Laramie. Redskins race back down to their end. Summer Hoying with it inside. She throws it back out to Mesher. Mesher turns, shoots, and scores. Just like that, Fort Laramie ahead again, 27-26, 1 minute in to the third quarter. Dribbling with it for Minster is Anna Larger. She dribbles along the left baseline. And Larger gets it to fall off the glass. That puts Minster ahead again, 28-27, with 6 minutes and 53 seconds left. And Larger is at the free throw line. Picking up the foul for Fort Laramie was Mesher. Larger's free throw is through, nothing but net. Minster ahead, 29-27. Summer Hoying with it. She throws it back over to Jaden Rose. Rose throws it across half court to Brandewee. Brandewee goes over to Mesher. Mesher left corner in trouble. A couple of passes. Now gets it around to Ariel Heitkamp. She puts up a three. No good. Coming away with the long rebound is Sadie Niemeyer. And Jaden Rose picks up a foul, as you were motioning there, Chuck. That one was an obvious one.
She obviously shoved off, but they called the foul the other way.
Rose gets a second foul as a result of that being called that way. Minster works it across half court. Sadie Niemeyer throws it over to Kayla Lamb. Lamb dribbling on the left wing, looking, throws a bounce pass back out to Ava Stammen. Stammen goes back out, left wing to Lamb, who puts up a three, no good. Putback attempt is blocked by Brandewee. Minster comes back away with it, though. Now with it for the Wildcats is Lydia Mesher at the top of the key. Mesher throws a bounce pass over to Lamb on the right wing. Lamb dribbling with it, right side, goes to the right corner, being double-teamed, pivoting, gets it away. She throws it to the top of the key to Niemeyer, and Niemeyer throws it over to Mesher, who knocks down a three from the left wing. Great shot there by Lydia Mesher. That puts Minster ahead at 31-27. Chuck, did they call that a two?
That was a two. Yep.
So just a two.
Yep,
she was inside on the left side. Back down on Fort Laramie's end. A shot is no good. Ball knocked out of bounds, and the Redskins are going to take it in from under their own basket. 5:35 left in the third quarter. Fort Laramie works it in, and we have a whistle. Brandewee traveled before she was pulling up for a mid-range jumper. So Minster will take it in from under Fort Laramie's basket. Wildcats ahead again, 31-27. Fort Laramie had taken a lead here a couple of minutes ago, but Minster battled right back and is in control once again. There's a dribble inside and a nice bounce off the glass by Mesher. Thought that shot looked off, but it bounces off the glass, hits the front of the rim, and falls in. Minster ahead, 33-27. Missed shot by Fort Laramie. The Redskins get the rebound and work it back outside, and they're knocking down a three. Is Jaden Rose, 33-30. That three cuts the gap down to 3 points. Minster still ahead, though, with 4 minutes and 50 seconds left in this third quarter. Wildcats work it inside. There's a shot. It is no good. That was Larger with the shot. Heitkamp comes down with the rebound for the Redskins. Fort Laramie now working on its end. Pass is knocked out of bounds. It will stay with Fort Laramie. Last off of Sadie Niemeyer for the Wildcats. A couple of substitutions here for both teams during this stoppage of play. A lot of different players have played for both squads today. And as we talked about, Minster was in foul trouble there in the first half, so they had to bring in several players. Fort Laramie is called for a 5-second violation. Redskins can't get it in. And Minster will now take it in from under Fort Loramie's basket. Minster works it across half court. Wildcats throw a bounce pass over to Kayla Lamb. Lamb right wing with it, dribbling. She throws it back out to Himmelgarn, but it's taken away by Skylar Albers. Skylar Albers races down and gets a layup to fall. It's a one-point game. Minster ahead 33-32 with 4 minutes left in this third quarter. Pass nearly knocked away by Fort Loramie, but coming up with it is Lydia Mesher. She misses her first shot, but gets a put back to fall and is fouled as she gets the put back to fall.
That was almost embarrassing.
Did they call the foul on?
They called it on Brandwee, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they did call it on Brandwee, who is now going out. That was just Brandwee's first foul. Fort Loramie has three fouls here in this third quarter. Minster is yet to foul. Free throw by Lydia Mesher falls through. Nothing but net. Minster takes a 36-32 lead after that Mesher three-point play. Fort Loramie goes inside to Victoria Mesher. She nearly lost it, is able to regain control out on the right wing after giving chase. Redskins working over to Rose. Rose goes inside. There is a shot by Albers. It's no good, but she was fouled as she shot. And that blocking foul by Minster goes against Addie Inskeep. That is her third. And Albers at the free throw line. Her first free throw goes off the front of the rim. She'll try for a better shot this time. In Fort Loramie, normally spectacular from the free throw line, struggling a bit more today. That second one by Albers rattles in, though. That makes it a three-point game, 36-33, 3:33 left in this third quarter. Minster working it against Fort Loramie. Larger dribbles inside. There is a whistle. They call a double dribble there.
Yeah, they call it palming, but actually a discontinued dribble is the technical term for it.
So Fort Loramie will get it. Redskins take it in. Rose with it. She is being guarded by Larger. Pass over to Summer Hoying. It's knocked away by Lydia Mesher, but Hoying is able to come back up with it. Fort Loramie works it across half court, and there is a foul. It was a pass over to Mesher. Victoria Mesher, that is, and picking up the foul was Kayla Lamb, is that right?
Yep, that's her second.
And that is Minster's second in this third quarter. Fort Loramie will take it in from in front of its own bench. Redskins work it in to Ariel Heitkamp. Heitkamp dribbles right side, then throws a pass over to Albers. Albers goes over to Rose, and Rose knocks it down. Nothing but net. 8-3 from the left wing.
Great ball movement that time. Rose got her feet set. She's knocked in two threes here in the third quarter now.
And that ties it 36-36. There is a pass from Niemeyer knocked away. Albers takes it, but then Minster steals it. The Wildcats work it to Anna Larger, and Larger makes it. Ball knocked loose down on Fort Loramie's end, out of bounds off of Minster, and Fort Loramie will take it in from there. That was a nice steal and score by the Wildcats. They take a 38-36 lead. But Fort Loramie keeps it after it is knocked away. And the Redskins work it in now to try to get a response. Minster throws it in to Brandwee. She goes up for a shot. It's no good. Minster grabs the rebound, races down to its end. There is a whistle. Niemeyer had it. It is a foul against Fort Loramie. I didn't see who that was against, Chuck. Another call against Heitkamp?
Yeah.
So Ariel Heitkamp picks up her first foul of the game. That is Fort Loramie's fourth in the quarter. After a couple of substitutions, Annie Himmelgarn will throw it in. She gets it inside to Niemeyer. Niemeyer throws down inside to Mescher. Mescher goes up for a shot. No good. A jump ball on the rebound.
My goodness, I didn't know you could come over the back from behind and tie somebody up, pull them down, and get a held ball. Good to know.
But Fort Laramie gets it after the jump ball, but it's taken away. Intercepting the inbounds pass is Annie Himmelgarn. She was all over that one. Wildcats go back to work, nearly knocked away by Fort Laramie. This time it is knocked away by Fort Laramie. Coming away with it is Brandewee. Brandewee throws it to Skylar Albers. Albers throws it to Rose. Rose on the right wing goes back top of the key to Brandewee. Brandewee goes back to Heitkamp. Heitkamp back out near half court, throws it over to Brandewee. Brandewee on the right wing throws it inside the traffic to Albers. A couple of Minster players knock it away and knock it out of bounds. Fort Laramie will take it in from under its own basket with a minute 31 left in the third quarter. Minster ahead 38-36. Back and forth quarter here. These teams really have picked up the pace. It was 16-14 midway through the second. Now we're at 38-36 late in the third. There is a steal by Himmelgarn, and she takes it the length of the court and lays it in. Minster ahead 40-36 with 1:19 left. Mescher works across half court. She has a ball knocked away by Lamb, and Lamb is called for a foul there. Fort Laramie will take it in. From right next to us, we're here opposite the scorer's table. Own media table at the center of the court. Fort Laramie throws it in. Inbounds pass to Rose. She pulls up for a three. No good. There's a rebound by Albers, and she gets a shot to fall off the glass. Albers put back there. Cuts the gap to 2 points, 40-38. 1 minute left in this third quarter. Niemeyer gets it across half court for Minster. She throws the pass over to the opposite side of the court to Larger, and there is a foul called against Fort Laramie. That goes against Skylar Albers. That's her second. That is the fifth of this quarter for Minster. And Larger goes to the free throw line for the Wildcats. Larger dribbles at the line. First free throw falls through, nothing but net. Second one is coming up. Several substitutions in for both teams. Larger dribbling at the free throw line for her second attempt. The shot is up. It's through, nothing but net. Minster's lead goes back to four at 42-38. 50 seconds and counting as Fort Laramie takes the ball inbounds. Jaden Rowe is with it. She throws it over on the left wing to Albers. Albers dribbles inside, goes up for a shot. It's no good, but she was fouled as she shot. She'll go to the free throw line.
Skylar's very active here in the third quarter. She is really going to the basket.
Lydia Mescher was charged with the foul for Minster. That is her first. Almost surprised at this point. Somebody from Minster could just have a first foul. As many fouls as the Wildcats had in the first half. First free throw attempt by Albers is not good. She's back at the line for a second. Albers' second attempt is up and through. That cuts it to 42-38. Minster on top. 38 seconds left as the Wildcats work it across half court. Sadie Niemeyer with it. She throws it over to Ava Stammen. Stammen on the right wing goes back to Niemeyer. Niemeyer dribbles, pulls up for a shot. It's off the glass, no good. Fort Laramie comes away with the rebound. Heitkamp works it across half court for the Redskins. 15 seconds left. Heitkamp near half court, being guarded by Niemeyer. Heitkamp dribbles around, goes inside, pulls up for a shot. It gets it to fall off the glass. Some fancy footwork there that cuts the gap to 42-41, and Minster is unable to get a shot off before the end of the third quarter. The Wildcats keep the lead as we head to the fourth, though. 42-41 over Fort Laramie. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Welcome back on ScoresBroadcast.com. I am Brian Billing in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McPhee. Fort Loramie trails Mr. 42-41 as we get underway in this fourth quarter. Gritty effort by both teams, Chuck, as they've both exerted a lot of effort when it has not been the prettiest day for either of them.
Well, Loramie outscored them 18-16. Again, 16 points. They've scored 33 points in the middle two quarters, the Wildcats have, and that's why they're still hanging in the game.
Minster gets it to start things off here in this fourth quarter. Lydia Mesher dribbling with it. She throws it over to Annie Himmelgarn. Himmelgarn at the top of the key goes over on the left wing to Kaylee Schmiesing, who's back in off the bench after sitting all of that quarter, that third quarter. There is a three from the right wing by Larger, no good. We have a whistle on the rebound, and it is a foul against Victoria Mesher. That is Mesher's second. And Minster will take it in from under its own basket. Getting the inbounds pass is Anna Larger. She throws it over to Stammen. Stammen goes back over to Himmelgarn. Himmelgarn way outside on the right side. She throws it out on the top of the key to Lydia Mesher. Mesher goes over to Stammen again. Stammen picks up her dribble, goes top of the key, dribbles inside, throws a bounce pass over in the left corner to Himmelgarn. Himmelgarn dribbling with it, pulls up for a three. Off the rim, no good. There is Heitkamp with the long rebound for the Redskins. She gets across half court. Being double teamed after she races down, throws a pass to Hoeing. Hoeing comes away with it, throws it over to Brandwee. Brandwee goes back out to the top of the key to Rose. Rose thought about shooting it, but then does it. Throws a pass to Hoeing. Hoeing goes back to Heitkamp. Heitkamp goes over to Brandwee. Brandwee top the key, and we have a whistle. She was throwing a bounce pass inside to Hoeing. And that's where the foul occurred by Minster. Picking up the foul was Ava Stammen. And Minster with their first in this fourth quarter. Fort Loramie sitting at one. Fort Loramie takes it back in. With it is Jaden Rose at the top of the key. She throws it to Hoeing on the right wing. Hoeing goes inside to Mesher. Mesher gets a shot to fall off the glass. Mesher came in there running, Chuck.
Yeah, good back cut that time, and a good job by Hoeing to find her.
That basket has given Fort Loramie a 43-42 lead, and Mr. Coach Mike Wiss calls a timeout with 6 minutes and 2 seconds left. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Welcome back to Minster High School. I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Fort Laramie leading for the first time in over 8 minutes. Redskins ahead 43-42. Fort Laramie did take a lead briefly early in the third quarter. Minster quickly retook it, though, and has led since until that last basket by Mesher. And Minster, after taking a timeout, will try to get the lead again. 5:45 and counting left in the fourth quarter. With it now at the top of the key for the Wildcats is Lamb. She goes inside. Ball is knocked away by Jaden Rose. And after exchanging passes with Brand Wheat, Jaden Rose works it across half court. She throws it inside to Hoeing. Hoeing goes back out in the left quarter to Brand Wheat. Brand Wheat pulls up and gets a shot to fall. Nothing but net. The Redskins are ahead 45-42, 5:15 and counting left in the fourth.
That was good. That was good defense by Niemeyer. Just a better shot by Brandewey.
Mesher dribbling right wing. She goes inside for Minster. Throws a bounce pass out to Schmiesinger. Pulls up for a three. Left wing no good. There's a scramble for the rebound. And we have a jump ball called.
Well, Schmiesing, that was her first shot of the second half. They play her all the quarters in the JV game, so she can only play two varsity quarters. And she had an 8-point second quarter, but she didn't play in the third. And that last shot, she needs to get her feet under her before she takes that shot again.
Possession arrow favors Fort Laramie. The Redskins take it in from under Minster's basket. Fort Laramie trying to work it across half court here. Mesher throws a pass across half court to Brandwee. Now with it on the left wing is Heitkamp. Heitkamp throws it over to Rose. Rose goes inside and finds Mesher, and she gets a shot to fall off the glass. That gives Fort Laramie a 47-42 lead. Minster yet to score here in this quarter. There is a foul back down on Minster's end, going up for a shot for the Wildcats was Inskeep. Picking up the foul for Fort Laramie was Avery Brandewey. Inskeep will go to the free throw line. Her first shot is up, and it's through. Nothing but net. Second one coming up. That is Minster's first point of this fourth quarter.
We dropped the PSA about of not abusing officials, so now I can say whatever I want about them.
Second free throw off the rim. No good. There is a foul on the rebound, and that is against Minster.
That's going to be an Inskeep, and that's going to be her fifth.
So Inskeep fouls out with 4:26 left in the fourth quarter. She raced in there after missing that free throw and knocked into a Fort Laramie player. Coming in to replace her is Larger.
Yep.
And Fort Laramie looking to take it in from under Mr.'s basket after that foul. There is another. Or what is that whistle, Chuck? I missed it. I was blocked by a couple of players.
I think the ball was hit a foot on the way inbounds.
Okay. So Fort Laramie will try this again. Redskins get it in this time to Jaden Rose. Minster in a full court press. Fort Laramie gets it across half court, though. Hoeing, top of the key, throws it over on the left wing to Rose. Rose dribbling, backs out near half court. Being guarded by Himmelgarn. She throws a pass over to Heitkamp. Heitkamp goes back to Rose. Rose near half court again. Picks up her dribble. Goes left side. Looks and throws it to Heitkamp. Heitkamp dribbling. Right wing. Dribbles a couple of steps inside, then goes back out. Ball deflected by Himmelgarn. There's a scramble for it, and we have a jump ball called. Minster has possession right now. Wildcats need it as they trail 47-43 with 3:49 left in the fourth quarter. Fort Laramie has outscored Minster 6-1 so far in this quarter.
Westminster won't go away, though.
Niemeyer gets it across half court for Minster. She throws a pass over to Mesher. Mesher, right wing, goes over in the corner to Himmelgarn. Himmelgarn dribbling with it on the right wing, goes up near the free throw line, then throws a bounce pass over on the left wing to Niemeyer. Niemeyer goes inside, then goes back out, left wing to Larger. Larger dribbles around the arc, then dribbles back left side, goes inside, turns, looks, throws up a shot off the rim. No good. Brandwee with the rebound. She throws it to Rose. Rose gets it across half court. She goes back to Brandwee. Brandwee over to Mesher in front of Fort Laramie's bench. Out on the left side. Rose now with it. Top of the key. Throws a short pass over to Albers. Albers dribbling with it. Right wing goes back to Mesher. Mesher goes back over to Alex Rose. Alex Rose has a pass deflected. She comes back up with it. And Fort Laramie coach Carla Siegel calls a timeout. Redskins lead, Minster 47-43, 2:38 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Fort Laramie gets it back in after that timeout. Albers is double teamed, looking to pass near half court. And we have a foul called against Minster. Looks like that's going to be against Larger. And that is who they call it against. That is Larger's third.
And they have one more foul they have to give before Laramie shoots the two shots.
2:26 and counting as Fort Laramie gets it in. With it for the Redskins is Mesher. After a couple of passes, now with it is Avery Brandwee on the right wing. Brandwee is able to hand it off to Rose. A couple of players fall down. Everybody's back on their feet now. And Fort Laramie continuing just to work it here. With it is Brandwee. She's at the free throw line. Throws a pass over. Skylar Albers was running in from the left side. She was tripped. Picking up the foul for Minster is Kayla Lamb. And is Minster's fourth. Fort Laramie will take it in from under its own basket now. Redskins ahead, 47-43. Not much scoring in this quarter. Especially not much scoring by Minster, which has just scored 1 point on a free throw. There is a turnover by Fort Laramie. Minster works it down near half court. Looks like there was a near travel by Stammen. No whistle, though. Minster keeps it. Wildcats have a big possession here. With it on the right wing is Schmiesing. Schmiesing goes out to the top of the key to Lydia Mesher. Mesher dribbles around right side, throws a pass inside. There with it is Himmelgarn. There is a ball knocked out of bounds by Fort Laramie on a pass. And Minster will take it in from under its own basket. Clock has stopped with 1:29 left. Fort Laramie leads 47-43. Wildcats get it inside. Lydia Mesher, three, top of the key, no good. Scramble for the rebound, but coming away with the long rebound is Heitkamp. Fort Loramie works it across half court. With it is Mesher. Mesher in trouble, double teamed, but we have a whistle. Is that a timeout? Nope, that is a foul by Minster. So that is Minster's fifth. It comes with 1:11 left in the fourth quarter. And Mesher will go to the free throw line. Fort Loramie has a multiple possession lead already, and Mesher can add to it here. Redskins ahead 47-43. Mesher dribbles. Her first free throw is up off the front of the rim. No good. And a bad shooting day continues for Fort Loramie at the free throw line.
10 of 18 right now.
Victoria Mesher's second free throw is through. Nothing but net. That one was a work of beauty. And it pushes the lead to 5 points, 48-43. 106 and counting as Minster works it on its end. One free throw again is all Minster has had in this fourth quarter. In the right corner for Minster is Hemelgar. She throws a pass out, was looking for Niemeyer. It's knocked loose. Fort Loramie comes away with it. And Fort Loramie calls a timeout with the ball with 51 seconds left. Redskins lead 48-43 on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at psalm-mcgillandtangementfh.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns, walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Fort Loramie takes it in after coming away with a steal and regaining it after nearly losing the ball. The Redskins get it in from in front of their bench. 45 seconds of counting now. There is a pull-up jumper by Albers. No good. Minster grabs the rebound. Surprise Fort Loramie shot there. Minster has it. Working it on its end. They're going inside and pulling up for a shot. Is larger, and she's able to get a shot to fall inside. 31.9 seconds left, and that shot by Larger makes it a one-possession game, 48-45. Fort Loramie still ahead, though. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bellefontaine, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Fort Loramie leads Minster 48-45, 31.9 seconds left. Chuck, I'm sure Coach Siegel for Fort Loramie was not happy that the Redskins took a shot down there that allowed Minster to grab the rebound to go down and get a quick shot. What do you tell a team here in this situation when it's close, you're up three with 30 seconds left, and you've got the ball?
Well, now you're up three. You better be strong with the basketball because they're going to let you run maybe 5 or 6 seconds off of the clock, and then they're going to have to foul you because they can't let you run it down. But Loramie has turned the ball over 13 times here in this game also.
A lot of turnovers for both of these teams today. They've both been very active on defense. Minster in a full court press here. Fort Loramie gets it in. with it, dribbling way back now near Mister's basket is Mesher. She races across half court, those dribbles right side, backs out, and she is fouled. Coming up to Fowler was Anna Larger. That is Larger's fourth. Clock stops with 21.4 seconds left. Fort Laramie ahead, 48-45, pending these free throws by Victoria Mesher. Mesher's first free throw off the rim, no good.
That was wide right. That is not, I mean, you need to step up there. She's too good of a shooter to miss a free throw that badly.
It can hurt you as a shooter when some of them miss and you start to second-guess things. There's another one that's wide right. It stays a three-point game. Minster gets the ball. 18 seconds left. Ava Salmon, left wing, throws it over to Annie Himmelgarn. Himmelgarn raises inside, goes inside for a two. It's no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will stay with Minster. I was not expecting that. A drive inside by the Wildcats.
No.
8.8 seconds left. Minster will take it in here. Wildcats trail Fort Laramie by three. Long inbounds pass nearly ripped away, but Mesher comes away with it. 5 seconds. Mesher goes inside, goes up for a shot, gets it off the glass with 2 seconds left to make it a one-point game. Clock stops with 1.9 seconds left. Minster trails 48-47, and Fort Laramie will get the ball here. That is twice Minster went in for a two.
Maybe she has money on the game, and the line was two. I'm not real sure, but I'm not sure what the thought process was there. If they 10 seconds to go, okay, but they got 1.9. All Laramie has to do is throw it in, cover up. Even if you foul, you're going to get it down to 1 second, and you're going to have to come the length of the floor if they don't make either free throw to try to win the game. That wasn't great thought process there. There was not a wise bridge play of the game.
That was not. And for Mister, it had some success shooting threes today. I remember the one Schmiesing had there in the second quarter. Who else had hit him today?
Mesher has one, and Sadie Niemeyer hit one early. Those are their three. And then on the other side, Jaden Rose has hit two for the Redskins, and Skylar Albers has one. So there's three threes by each team today.
I have seen that a couple of times before where a team has went down and went for two, taking a two when the gap is three, but that's the first time I've ever seen it where it happens twice on the same possession.
Well, they just ran it down to two. They put the clock back up to 2.4. So they must have gone to the monitor.
So, yes. So, Minster will try to come away with it here. 2.4 seconds left. Fort Laramie ahead, 48-47. Fort Laramie gets it in, and there is an immediate foul. The Redskins get it in to
Jaden Rose.
And that is Himmelgarn, Annie Himmelgarn, who comes away or was charged with the foul. That's her fourth. So Jaden Rose goes to the free throw line. Fort Laramie clinging to a one-point lead with 1.3 seconds left. Rose's first free throw is nothing but net. Second one coming up.
Well, they got two fouls to give. Laramie does, so I guess they're not going to have anybody down there. I would say let them miss the shot, get the rebound, and foul her, and they got to bring the ball back in.
Second free throw by Rose rattles in, 50-47, and we have a sub coming in before Minster can get it in. 1.3 seconds left, so Minster will have to get it down and shoot in a hurry. Fort Laramie coming back for full court press here. Minster working to take it in. Long pass out to Schmiesing. Ball's ripped away by Skylar Albers, though. That was about as good of a look as Minster could hope for. Schmiesing got free momentarily.
They got lost. Laramie got lost defensively, and Schmiesing went deep, and if that would have been a good pass, they would have had at least a shot at a three to tie the game.
But Albers did race back there. And as you noted, Chuck, it was not the best pass in the world. Schmiesing had to work to maintained possession of it, and that gave Albers enough time to come back there, rip it away, and that ends the game. Fort Laramie holds on to beat Minster 50-47. Both defenses very active today. Tons of turnovers by both teams, and it was not the prettiest offensive game, even taking into account the strong defense both teams played today. They missed many shots they normally would make, and were just flustered many times.
Yeah, it was a struggle offensively. I think that they caught Laramie a little bit by surprise with their half-court trap to start the game. Laramie adjusted into that. In the fourth quarter, when Minster went to their man-to-man, it was obvious why they couldn't play it, because Mesher sieved them twice, cut into the basket with nice passes, good lay-ins. That got the offense rolling again. Laramie missed 10 free throws in the game. If they did make a couple of those, it wasn't even close. But hey, give Minster credit. I didn't know if they could hang with them, and they not only hung with them, they made Laramie sweat to the end.
They sure did. We'll have a complete scoring recap here after this break. Fort Laramie hangs on and beats Minster 50-47. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
For 76 years, the Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Gaffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Gaffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Gaffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Gaffney. Our family has you covered.
Fort Laramie hangs on and beats Minster by a final of 50-47. The Redskins improved to 7-1 overall. That is their seventh consecutive win. Minster drops its second straight game. The Wildcats fall to 4-2 overall. After this victory, Fort Laramie has won the last six matchups between these two squads in this storied neighboring rivalry history between these two. Here is Chuck McBee with the scoring recap here today. Chuck, it is a fairly balanced effort by both teams.
Yeah, it was balanced. I was impressed with Minster today. I thought they had a couple of young ladies that played incredibly well. They got 14 points out of Lydia Mesher. They got 13 points out of Anna Larger. Those two young ladies were terrific tonight, and those are my Clancy's players of the game. For Minster, on the other side, Skylar Albers led the Redskins with 13. They got 12 from Mesher, and they got 10 from Jaden Rose. I'm going to go with Jaden Rose with the player of the game. I thought her ball handling helped them a bunch, and she's got 10 points for them. So Jaden Rose and Anna Larger and Lydia Mesher.
The Clancy's, players of the game, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.